The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends, Tuesday, September the 4th, and we're talking about festivals today. One that's coming up in November and one that's coming up before you know it. Let's start, first of all, with Darlene Johnson. Welcome to Radio Friends,
Thank
Darlene.
You. Good to be here.
And you were here representing the King's Daughters Holiday Festival.
That's right.
And you told me you were having you and Cindy Mustard and...
And Jolene Schultz.
You're having so much fun, it's almost illegal.
We are. It's our second year to do this, and everything is easier this year, so it's even better. But we had a lot of fun last year.
Three great ladies putting it together.
Yeah.
Tell me about the King's Daughters Holiday Festival.
Well, it's a three-day festival in November, November 9th, 10th, and 11th. Mm-hmm. Friday night, the 9th, is a gala sort of event from 5:30 until 8:30. There'll be silent auction items, and there will be food, and there will be entertainment, and then also all the vendors will be open for mm-hmm. early shopping. It's a little more expensive to come Friday night. It's $30 a person, or two for 50.
But just think of all that money, where it's
all
going.
All the money and all the fun, and the entertainment is really, really special.
Yeah. And the money goes where?
The money goes to support the King's Daughters projects. One of them is the home in Mexico, Missouri for elderly folks, mm-hmm. but that is a Missouri project. The Columbia Project just by itself is dental aid for children kindergarten through 12 in the Columbia Public Schools, and they are identified by the nurses, and then dentists have given their services at a reduced rate. Mm-hmm. The King's Daughters actually make the appointments, pick the child up at the school.
Oh, you do that?
Yes, we do.
You make the appointment, you pick up the child, you take them to the dentist?
To the dentist, wait for them, and then take them back to school.
And you pay for it?
And pay for it, yeah.
How wonderful.
Yeah, it's really a marvelous thing.
Yeah. How many kids, then, are you helping?
I think the last couple of years it's been 110, and it's a follow up thing. After everything's well, then they get their well checks too.
So, but these would be children who would not be able to afford to go to the dentist.
That's right.
So you're catching any problems or doing preventive measures early,
right?
So they don't have to deal with it later on in life.
That's true.
What a wonderful, wonderful organization. And all the money that comes in then for the holiday festival is...
It's divided between those two projects, but the bulk of it is going for dental aid in Columbia.
Yeah. And just think, you get to meet three lovely ladies.
That's right.
Darlene Johnson, Cindy Mustard, and Jolene Schultz.
That's right.
You'll all be there, right?
Well, hopefully we'll all be there.
Yeah. So let's give the date, the time, and the place again.
Okay. It's November 9th. 10th and 11th.
And November 9th is the
Friday.
Opening.
Uh-huh. It's 5:30. That's the opening. And
is that your gala?
That's the gala part.
Now, is that a black tie?
No, we want people to come and just enjoy it. In fact, there's some interactive in the entertainment. So it's just a fun evening.
Okay.
You come after work and you stay as long as you want.
Okay. All right. So mark it on your calendar and remember the money goes for a very worthwhile
cause. Right.
Thank you so much
for coming
by, Darlene.
For having me.
And tell Cindy and Jolene hi.
I will. Okay? We're going to go play trolley.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, we'll talk about an event that is coming up Sunday, September the 9th, mm-hmm. right? And this is the Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival in Fulton. And I want to introduce you to Christine Kleindienst.
Yes.
A nice German name.
Yes.
And Charlie Riley. Welcome back to Radio Friends, Charlie.
Thank you.
Tell me, both of you, tell me about the event.
This is our sixth annual festival. Started with just a crowd, not quite 100 our first year. This last year we had over 1,000.
Wow.
We have really some fine bluegrass music, and we have five bands One band is the Martin Family, which has won national recognition many times and award as the best bluegrass family band in the United States. They play twice.
I know the Martin Family Band. They played on Pepper and Friends several times over the years. So what else have you got coming up?
With the Bluegrass Festival, we have barbecue. It is done by the Christian Church in Fulton, and they do an excellent job. Pork steaks. The biggest draw, I think, that they have is homemade pies.
Mm. And Christine has probably made about 20 of those homemade pies, right?
Yes, I have.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Good. So you got barbecue, you got bluegrass music, you got barbecue, and you got homemade pies by Christine Kleindes.
Well, we have kettle corn. The kettle corn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Family comes and.
There are displays from the patients at the hospital. This year there are pillowcases called the Pillowcases of Unrest, and the patients have drawn on these pillowcases their feelings, their emotions, their knowledge about their mental illness.
Oh, that's why they're called the Pillowcases of Unrest.
Yes, and they're it's a very moving display.
I can imagine it is.
And it's so important because this allows the people who come to understand more about the Fulton State Hospital and about mental illness and the treatment of mental illness.
Sure. You come and you learn, and you also have a good time. And you meet friends, maybe that you haven't seen for a while.
Our admission is only $5,
okay,
which is infinitely cheaper than almost any other bluegrass festival.
Yeah.
And no charge for children under 16 with their parents, because we want the people to come to the festival and to be acquainted with the hospital and with the treatment of mental illness.
Now, where exactly will the festival be? On the hospital grounds?
The festival is on the hospital lawn, right in front. As you drive in to the hospital, there is the large lawn there,
right,
and it's right there.
Okay, and it's $5 for the festival, and then you can have a wonderful. You pay extra for the lunch, though, right?
Right, that's
okay.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
Barbecue pork steaks and the fixings that go with it.
Yes,
and homemade pies too.
Yep.
All right, that will be on Sunday, September the 9th. How much money are you hoping you'll raise?
Oh, we hope that we net over $10,000.
Okay, I hope you do too.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks.
Okay, our program of festivals today. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Mel Zelenik will be with us. We'll talk about saving money, consumer tips, and travel. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Kyle Felling, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer, guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Drop me an email, something you'd like to hear or see, pepperp@missouri.edu. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.